Thanks, Dr. Baum. I think that actually segues quite well into our next rule of engagement, which is express and agree with the truth always. Can you tell me more about that
Yeah,
one?
complaints are rarely the truth. Blaming is rarely the truth. And so when I express the truth and I've taken 50% responsibility and no, and not given you more than 50%, and I have 100% responsibility for my own satisfaction, I'm much more able to listen to your dissatisfaction, your criticism, and agree with it and tell you the deeper truths that I'm afraid to tell you. Same thing happens in couples, same thing happens at work.
So what does that look like with a couple? So, I think my husband and I are going at it about something and we're in the middle of a fight and, I can't imagine quite stopping all the time when I'm just all revved up and
Well, see, one of the reasons we keep going is we're afraid if we agree with the truth, we'll lose our momentum. And when you really learn the rules of engagement, you're capable of saying, well, that's true. And what you're not hearing that I'm trying to say is this. So you begin to have a more productive dialogue. Yeah, that's true. I messed up the living room. I want you to understand that I will work on messing up the living room and not doing it. At the same time, I haven't told you how angry I am at this, and this that you're doing. And so I'm not excusing the living room. See, if I say, well, what do you expect? You did this, you did that. I'm not taking full responsibility. And I'm blaming you. I'm giving you 100% responsibility for what I did. Yet the truth of the matter is, I messed up the living room. And this is a tough habit for me to break. So I'm going to have to work on this. That's the truth. Express the truth. Agree with the truth. Say, however, I would like you to help me a little more take responsibility. Because I react pretty strongly when you tell me what a slob I am. And quite frankly, I think you're trying to make me a slob all the time. You seem invested in that judgment. And I'd prefer to think that you're interested in me becoming good at what you would like.
Great. And what I'm hearing, Dr. Bob, out of all these rules of engagement that we've been so with, we're talking about a lot of practice here. You mentioned that earlier. This is not an overnight, okay, I'm going to read these rules, my husband's going to read these rules, and
I had no clue how profound these skills were until I accepted that we needed to pay attention to accentuate the positive. And I've worked with any number of couples, and once they get stuck in conflictual patterns, they resent saying something positive to the other because they're afraid that their hurt is never going to be acknowledged. And so that is actually a very big skill, especially when your family of origin didn't accentuate the positive. When you didn't experience someone seeing you, where your yearning to be seen and to be heard and to be understood was met at a very high level. That's a very high skill. And most of us have learned how to complain because then when we complain to our friends about the other friends, they say, yeah, what a jerk. And we look for agreement that we're suffering. We call that the drama triangle rather than the truth of our responsibility for our own satisfaction. And nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. These things take a very long time. They are transformational. Engagement is a key element of me becoming who I can become, because when I engage, I learn more about myself. When I engage, I share more about with you about myself with greater responsibility. The truth takes us into deeper levels of ourself and deeper levels of our potential.
Great. That I want to sidetrack a little bit here because what's coming up for me is one thing that you and Dr. Judith talk about in the book, which is different than what most people think that makes a successful relationship or a couple, which is you talk a lot about me working on myself, me developing myself, and not just focusing on the couple. Can you say more about that?
Well, for starters, that's the next level. After I engage, I revelate. I learn about myself and I share more with you. I begin to understand where something is coming from. We had somebody in one of our training programs this weekend who was furious with her group leader. And as she sat there writing a note to herself, she realized, oh my God, I have taken feelings I had towards my father. And even though what I'm thinking about him is accurate, the charge doesn't belong to him. So that's a revelating. We begin to take more responsibility. But we all have unfinished business. And these rules help us learn and grow. So the rules of engagement are essential to me getting better in relationship, in career, in everything I do.